With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. We're rocking and rolling and smelling beautiful in here. We got the meat sweats going on. You'll know a little bit more about that in about 10 minutes from right now. We got a major announcement from Wendy's. And for you, the Wendy's Big Show listeners, and Wendy's, thankful and major sponsor of this program. Got a really cool thing going on this week. You'll hear all about it in about 10 minutes from right now. Packer Hall of Fame golf outing was outstanding yesterday. Gary, out of the heat. Now, feeling a lot better than it was yesterday, though, because that was wild up there at the bowl.
It was hot.
Hot. I mean,
you know what? It just feels like in Wisconsin, do we just skip something? I mean, it's just hot. And I'm not complaining.
Because we only get about three more weeks of this kind of hot weather. So yeah, you're right. I'm not going to complain too much about it. And it was good because I don't think my sweat offended anybody. It was all right. We got out of there. And Steve
looks a little darker right
you
now.
Were ready to go, you were ready to go sweat at Miller Park last night. And
it was beautiful.
Hopes of a Brewers win.
There was no heat whatsoever. There was a nice cool breeze blowing. It felt like it was in the 70s all night.
Gorgeous. Nice.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. There was no sweat whatsoever throughout the entire night. There wasn't a lot of people there either, but there wasn't a lot of sweat either. That Brewer game last night, you know, it was a couple of things that I want to point out. Number one, so as a PA announcer, right, your job is to announce the player coming up to bat, right? Third baseman, Mike Moustakas, right? Everybody goes, Moose, right? Why is it that if you have all-stars that you can't say, now batting, all-star third baseman, Mike Moustakas.
Why can't you do that?
Why can't you put all-star in front of the people that are all-stars?
Yeah, why can't you?
Wouldn't that be a nice little touch instead of just acting like they're just another random Joe in the lineup?
So why
That was, I don't know. But they don't do it. So I was sitting there, I'm like, why don't they say all-star in front of the
Talk
five
to Mark
all-stars
Richards and see what he thinks.
That they have, right? I would think that would make sense. And then the other thing that I thought was really well done was that sausage race, sounding like you're calling a greyhound race or something. I mean, it's real high energy, high speed, and you're calling it like you're calling a greyhound race versus how they did it before, which is more of a slower type deal. So I thought that was really well done. And the other thing, too, about last night's game was there probably wasn't a ton of energy in that game. And at one point, it was 0-0, and the 14-year-old goes, boy, I hope somebody scores some runs. Otherwise, this is going to be awfully boring for nine innings, right? And that's the 14-year-old. And we were talking about offense and scoring runs and how big of a deal is the home run ball and all this other stuff. Three-run homer gets hit. 14-year-old goes, yeah, well, this is over. They're probably not going to come back from this. And I'm like, well, just relax. Just let's wait and see. They got a bunch of guys. So let's just see what happens. Mm-hmm. And then you claw your way back. You get to within one, and boom, you give up another run right away. And then that's about it. Then your only hope was Keston Hira does something at the end there, and that was the extent of it. And they lose another game. Now, this time they lost to a good baseball team. But how hard was it to watch Swarzak come out there, look at his ERA, and think to yourself, boy, I'd be nice in this bullpen right now.
You could have had him in the middle of April whenever the Braves made that move.
Could have had him. Mm-hmm. You were mad at that point that the Brewers didn't go get him at that point.
I was very upset that Anthony Swarzak wasn't brought back.
I mean, you have a sub one ERA. How nice would that look in this bullpen that's been a complete disaster?
And he's not even the closer. He's the setup guy.
Correct.
For my man Luke Jackson.
Correct. Yep.
There was a couple of disappointing parts of that game last night. You're right. The Freddie Freeman home run off the curveball from Hauser after crushed two it. Infield hits. Just a crusher. And I said the same thing that your 14-year-old said at that point. I basically threw my hands up and I was like, well, that's not how you're winning games. I mean, you get two infield hits and first pitch, Freddie Freeman gulps one out for about 445 feet. Those are games that the luck is not falling in your favor, but the hard hit balls that you saw last night too, your boy Keston here had a big night last night.
Yeah, almost had the cycle, had the single, double, triple. And when he came up, when he hit the triple, I'm sitting in the stands going, all right, here comes the home run. He's got all he needs is the triple for it. And he almost had it. Now the outfielder mistimed the jump. Obviously, that ball probably should have been caught. But it wasn't. Ends up with a triple. He's playing really well. Aguilar, you know, didn't do anything special, but he hit the ball hard a couple of times and just right at people at the end of the day. The one thing that amazes me, and I saw it on Twitter, I forgot who it was that tweeted at us, the Brewers are like second to last with runners in scoring position this year.
Last in the National League, yep.
And second to last in baseball. Like 29 out of 30 in baseball at this point. And we talk about the pitching and all that. And yesterday we ranked, okay, starters, relievers, and hitters, rank them in order of, you know, what concerns you the most. Hey, folks, I mean, you've got all these guys in this lineup that, based on name, they should be able to score a bunch of runs. When we started this year, we said, well, we're going to outscore a bunch of teams. Even if pitching's not as good without Derek Johnson, you're still going to be able to outscore guys. And that just hasn't been the case. It really hasn't, and it's really hurting them right now. I thought as it warmed up, they would get to going a little bit here, and that hasn't happened either.
And Gary, when you come into the season, you make the moves for Yasmani Grandal, you bring back Mike Moustakas, you bring most of the gang back from last year, and then you add an all-star catcher and a guy that's averaged about 25 home runs during his career. But for Brewers fans, the question mark, and I would go to say the disdain for the usage of prospects for starting pitching and being able to go out and acquire starting pitching, whether it's trade, right, whether it's development, or going and signing somebody like Dallas Keuchel in free agency, who you'll see in this series. Do you think the Brewers organization is letting fans down by not adding at this point to what they have the opportunity to do?
Well, listen, they're in third place now, right?
A half game behind the Cardinals for second place in the NL Central. Yes.
And I had said this before that this second half started. I thought it was very imperative that they come out and get off to a good start. They cannot afford to get like three or four games down. Because after that, because how close it is, I mean, they could be out of it in the first couple weeks. And so right now, what you had your series against, the Giants, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
And you get...
Who's the hottest team in baseball.
And
right
you
now.
Get, what, one of three? Mm. One of two?
One of two.
And Braves last night, which they're pretty good.
Over 20 games over 500.
You threw that one away, basically. I think at some point, the Brewers going to have to realize that, I mean, and I know they want to try to build from within. At some point, they have to get to a realization that the guys that they have are not going to be able to get the job done for them. And they had to come to Jesus' meeting with Travis Shaw, obviously, and it took him a long time to do that. And I'm good with that.
He's playing well down there.
Well, he has been. But I just think right now, this stretch right here, I don't think you can afford. I'm going to give you Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. If you're going to go for it, I think now's the time to go for it.
Not waiting the next two and a half weeks.
I don't know if you – where will you be? I mean, you could fall out of this thing quickly. Just say – how many games you got against the Braves?
You
got against the Braves?
You have two more against
two
the Braves.
Two more. Say you get a sweep. They get a sweep.
You've lost five of six.
Right.
You've lost five of six here. You lost five of six going into the break.
Yes.
That's 10 of your last 12.
You're in a
adding
huge,
that on to losing 17 of your last 26.
You're in a huge slide. What's the question again?
Do you believe the Brewers organization is letting fans down by not adding to this current roster that they have at this point?
Now, I'm going to say this. Here's how I'm going to answer that question. And I think I may have said this yesterday. We don't know where the Brewers organization is at as an organization of the overall game plan of what they're trying to get done as an organization. We don't know. But this will be a telltale sign of it. Because if they don't do anything at all, they're basically saying that, they never use this word, but they're basically telling you that they're still in rebuild mode. They're not in go-for-it mode. If they don't make a significant move, they're telling you that they're still rebuilding, which rebuild means, which is, it's Kirsten Hera, right? Him. Who's, they got two more jokers down there, but it's not up here yet.
Bryce Terang.
That one.
Corey Ray.
Ray.
Mauricio Dubon.
And Dubon, for sure. They may be depending on those guys for next year.
And when
they're going to go with what they got right now.
When you look at how they've tried to rebuild while competing at the highest level, and they did that last year with the decision to add Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain at the time that they did, but they showed you that they are still doing this by what they decided to do in the beginning of the year, right? When they decided that they were going to start three young pitchers that had never had full runs in the rotation.
3 months, right?
And they've allowed you to have eyes towards the future. You're right, Gary. And showing that the build is still on while the competition level is still
there. And it didn't work out.
But it also, hasn't.
The two young pitchers.
Two of the three have not worked out. You're right. But to the same extent, it kind of has worked out because you still are in the situation where you're rebuilding while competing in a very, very competitive NL Central and a very competitive NL.
But if you believe that, now, if you're a Brewer fan, we didn't call Tim Allen, but I suppose we can call Tim Allen. I think Tim would have a different take on this than us. Yes. If you're believing in that, but I don't think most Brewer fans are down with this. I think Brewer fans are ready to win now. Because you are one game away last year.
But there's also fans like Steve who are ready to go for next year already. And ready to scrap the bag and making it a year in and year out thing. Whereas the Milwaukee Brewer, going all in 1 year, then going in all in 2 years after that. The Milwaukee Brewers haven't made it clear that they're down with that philosophy.
No, they haven't.
They went all in this year.
Sure.
That's not arguable. I mean, they did. When you give Grandal all that money and you have the highest payroll you've ever had coming off a game away from the World Series, I think we all agree that they were pushing their chips in. And the owner of this team said, hey, as you remember, hey, we got a little bit more wiggle room. We can go get something else at the deadline if we need it at the deadline. Now, I don't think he saw it playing out this way, but that was the thought. So instead of spending it there going into the season, he decided to hold on to it and go for it at the deadline, thinking that they would be in a position to really make a run there in the second half. Now, obviously, that hasn't worked out. I don't think the owner of this team necessarily is going to spend that type of money every year. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll continue to raise the payroll every year, and they'll continue to spend crazy amounts of money. What was it this year? 123?
124? But you're able to spend that kind of money when you get added revenue that you haven't gotten in the last 7 years in playoff revenue.
Yes, sure. Absolutely. And also, as he has said time and time again, like you just said, to a degree, it's based on ticket sales.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and you had six extra sellout dates last year when you count the playoffs.
You draw 2-3 million people, my payroll can be higher. If I draw 1.5 million, my payroll won't be anywhere close to what it is going forward because he's not about losing money on this deal. He's okay, I think, to break even,
you're right.
But he's not going to lose money on this deal. Nor should any owner
or governor, excuse me. But for Brewers fans who are a part of those 3 million that are coming through the gates almost every single year, do you feel like the Brewers owe it to you or are letting you down as a fan by not pushing more chips into the middle of the table that they already have? 414-799-1250, Brewers one game over 500. I can't believe I just said that on the radio. They take on the Atlanta Braves again tonight in somewhat desperation mode.
They
will send their stopper, their man, Brandon Woodruff, to the mound tonight in hopes of his 11th win of the season. That would continue his lead across Major League Baseball, go up against Bryce Wilson tonight for the Braves. I'll get you set with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show at 6. Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show with myself and Tim Allen after the game as well. We got a lot more here on the Wendy's Big Show. We got Mark Murphy conversation we had yesterday at the Packer Hall of Fame golf outing coming up during the 3 o'clock hour. We got a 4-pack of State Fair tickets to give away. But Sparky, we have a contest from our friends at Wendy's that everybody is going to want to know about, and go to 1057FMTheFan.com's contest page.
Listen, if you all like bacon, then everybody
we call a rhetorical question.
It's pretty much everybody likes bacon, right? How about Bacon Fest going on right now at Wendy's? Bacon Fest. And not only is there Bacon Fest, but There's a huge contest going on 1057FMTheFan.com's website as well. And it gets underway right now. Right now, just started, so you didn't miss out any time. You just go in there, you sign up with your email address, whatever, and you have a chance to win a bunch of cool things. There is a combo meal contest, different winners there. 5 sets of 4-packs of combo meals for people to win. That's awesome. But the big, big contest is the Wendy's Bring Home the Bacon Bag. Should I read everything that comes in this thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a full laundry list of it. You might as well let everybody know what they're going to win.
Bacon pool float. Bacon Fest t-shirt. Surprise bacon-themed items. Three or four of those. Wendy's water bottle. Wendy's smartphone holder. Wendy's pen. Wendy's cinch bag. Free Wendy's combo meal cards. A bunch of them. Free bacon jalapeno cheese cards. A bunch of them. Free small fry coupons. A bunch of them. Free small frosty coupons. A bunch of those.
Now we're talking.
Free giant fresh baked cookie coupons.
Let me hold all of them.
A bunch of those. Free small chili coupons. A bunch of those. This is all in the Wendy's Bring Home the Bacon Bag. And $2 off any large hamburger coupons. And a bunch of those. Pretty much, you can eat at Wendy's for quite a while without having to pay anything. If you win this Wendy's Bring Home the Bacon Bag, plus you get all this other cool stuff from Wendy's on top of it. Again, go to 1057FMTheFan.com. Register to win right now and take advantage of it. Nobody sells more bacon cheeseburgers than Wendy's because nobody does bacon like Wendy's. And it's time to celebrate this delicious meat candy in all its glory. They're turning up the sizzle with new items like the Bacon Jalapeno Cheeseburger and serving up hot and crispy deals like the Bacon Double Stack in the $5 Biggie Bag. The Bacon Double Stacks in the $5 Biggie Bag now? Plus tons of other bacon favorites. It's a bacon lover's dream come true. Again, go sign up. You're going to want to get involved in these contests. Again, if you win that Wendy's Bring Home the Bacon Bag, you are set for months,
I think. Yeah, seriously.
All the coupons you're getting for free food.
I could eat there for months. That would be outrageous. I would just pull up a tent, and I don't sleep in tents. I would just sleep right outside of there. I wouldn't even have to worry about it. Do you think the Brewers organization is letting you down as a fan? 414-799-1250. It's a Kim and Lavoy Judgment Day here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and Leap 36 entering the building now. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. Nick Bodie joining us today, along with intern Austin Texas. We got 4-pack of State Fair tickets to give away. We got our bacon prize going on right now on the contest page at 1057FMTheFan.com. Go to the contest page, and Steve just listed it off. Everything that you can win and all the food that you can eat at Wendy's. And they have the bacon double stack in the Biggie Bag. Now that's one of the biggest information tools that people need out of this information.
Just go to the
that's
website.
The biggest thing.
1057fmthefan.com. Just click on contest and it'll bring it right there. Wendy's Bring Home the Bacon Bag contest and then the Wendy's Combo Meals contest as well as Bacon Fest is here at Wendy's.
Do you think the Brewers organization is letting you down as fans? 414-799-1250. They sit now in third place, 2.5 games back of the Chicago Cubs for the front lead in the NL Central. Just a half game back of the St. Louis Cardinals, who are tied for that second wild card spot. Cardinals a half game up in the division now after a win last night. Miles Michaelis goes the distance for the Cards.
Let me ask you a question.
The Brewers leave Adrian Hauser maybe out there one inning too long.
Hey, yesterday we were joking around on the air how long innings is Adrian Hauser going to entertain me. I was hoping for 3. You said you were hoping for 5, and he went much longer than both of us thought. And the question is, do you think the Brewers organization is letting you down as a fan? Earlier today, I was listening to a talk show on MLB Radio, and they were talking about the Brewers' slide, I guess, right? And looking at this division, and they started debating the fact of who in this division really is going to, quote, go all chips in. Really, who's going to swing for the fences and make a big move? You know what they concluded after a conversation for, I don't know how long it was, they concluded that they think the only team that's probably going to swing for the fences will be the Cardinals.
Yeah, same as Cardinals.
They think the Pirates are going to sell. They think the Reds are going to buy based on what Dick Williams just said the other day. And they don't know what the Brewers are going to do. They're still trying to figure out where the Brewers are going to be by the deadline. That's the one team they can't figure out. But as they pointed out in that broadcast this morning, that, you know, they're more than one player away to probably compete for anything big at the end of the day.
Well, and two, it is a confusing situation down in Chicago because of what Theo Epstein said a couple of weeks ago as well. If he didn't see major improvement, they were going to make major changes.
Yeah.
And they had to make a change last night. They go out and grab former Brewer Martin Maldonado.
Yeah.
For a dude that is at the major league level in Mike Montgomery. Contreras goes on the DL.
Yep.
414-799-1250.
Major changes right there, huh?
No, okay. Definitely not major. It's a stopgap. But that sells you what they think of this division, though. Because, look, if the Cubs are 5-6 games up in the division, they don't worry about him going on the IL for a little while. But because this division is so tight from Reds up, they're like, dude, we can't. We got to find somebody.
Well, then what's Shelby?
Shelby Miller, hoping to catch lightning in a bottle.
That's a lottery ticket. So is Drew Smyly.
Yeah, okay. Down at the minor leagues.
All right.
Maldonado is a legit starter in Major League Baseball as a catcher. I mean, he's not a great offensive player, but defensively, I mean, you remember.
He's a good defensive player. Yeah, he's a number two.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But he's better than what they have as their number two, so he's going to have to start for him.
Well, sure. Right, no doubt about it.
What's the question?
Do you believe that the Milwaukee Brewers organization is letting you down as a fan?
That is so condescending to me.
Really, won't you tell us why it is, Leroy?
It ain't the organization.
Who is it?
It's the players.
Oh.
That's who's letting you down. Ooh. Y'all giving them cover. Pull the cover back. Council can't say this. Neither can.
Well, you can. Well, you can, though, Leroy.
Well, I think I'm in their inner self.
Circle.
My players are underachieving. Mm. That's who let you down. It ain't the organization. Y'all know we ain't going to spend no $200 million payroll like the boys down on the South Side, or whatever, Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about selling. You're in one of the smallest markets, if not the smallest market. Our players got to overachieve. The Travis Shaws of the world the last couple of years, Jesus and these guys, or play what we thought they can play.
Be who you thought they were.
Yeah, and that's what's the problem.
Because you did say that they were underachieving last week when we had this conversation. That it wasn't a lack of talent. It was a lack of production from talented players.
Absolutely. And I think that's the reason why that you didn't expect, Kane, who I love. 245, some change. You didn't think the best hitting was going to be your casting hero. He's going to be a spark, but you think he's going to be one of the best players?
Sure. And Mike Moustakas has taken a slide here in the last 3-4 weeks.
And
as
I'm okay with that because he had a hot start. Mm-hmm. So he got some capital. Okay? But other players, I will say this. When Braun hit the 2-run home run, I don't like to boast a lot, but I like seeing that swing, hitting it straight away.
That what?
Braun, to me, just something about just do his thing. You need guys to come up and clutch performances. That's what's letting you down. I don't think you can pin this one on the organization. I may be an outlier or minority or by myself on this, but I think it's individual players have underachieved as a group, not just one guy.
You're looking more at the second to last in Major League Baseball in runners in scoring position batting average.
RISP, how you say it?
RISP?
Yeah.
You had it right there.
That's
an ERA for the team that was a full run worse than it was this point last year.
Hey, man, listen, the analytics guy, we have Mark Simon on all the time. He always tells us about these numbers, man. That's why I love having this guy on, because he can tell us numbers to where fans don't see it. Fans can be just like me sometimes. If you got a family lot going on, you just look at the end of the score, you look at the box score. But the games you can catch, and listen, you playing Atlanta. Atlanta got a nice little lineup, man. They got one of the West Coast lineup. They have the other division where 1-5, 1-6, the guys are sick. And I'm gonna tell you what.
What happened to Atlanta though, Leroy? Real quick, their younger players has produced.
Yeah, of course, and they'll come back to the pack at some point.
With their draft picks,
and they'll come back to the pack.
They had a lot of top five picks for a long time.
You're supposed to have that when you're bad.
Bad team, right?
Yeah, but their veterans is stepping up.
Right, the Freddie Freemans pickups of Josh Donaldson.
I wasn't even mad when the 3-run home run. I wasn't mad. Freddie Freeman was The man dug it out the dirt. What do you want the man to do, man?
Me
too. Him and Joey Votto, I wish we can just some way just kidnap him when we play these guys, because I think it's the players, not the team.
I think we could figure that out, too. We could figure that out.
You've seen Celtic Pride?
Because probably the security around a Little League park, like Freddie Freeman thinks Miller Park is, just a Little League park, I bet we could probably pull it off. In Nina, we find Brian. Brian, you're on the Fan. Do you think the Milwaukee Brewers organization is letting you down as a fan?
No, I think the only way they let us down is if they do nothing. So, you know, the next week or two is really going to give us an idea of where they're sitting as a team. And I think part of Stern's plan all along. You know, right now we're probably in plan B where, off season they didn't have a whole lot of targets, free agent targets to go after for starting pitching. So they went internal, signed two big bats to one-year deals. And, hey, if the stars aligned and all three pitchers panned out, they can make a move or two at the deadline and then, you know, try to get where we were last year. If not, well, flip Moose, flip Rondell, get something in return.
Mm. So you want to sell?
Well, next week or two is going
to... Okay, give them a week or two. Okay.
Next week or two, and if they're playing like they are now, next week at this time...
Sell, Mortimer, sell!
You got to consider it, because or else you're getting nothing back for guys that are going to possibly be gone next year.
Appreciate the call, Brian. And that could have been somewhat of David Stern's plan that we don't know about, Gary, and that he looked at the possibility of expiring contracts in Major League Baseball still having a lot of value at this point in time. And if you are closer to 500 than 10 games over 500, if you're closer to an 80-win team than a 90-win team, you have assets that you then paid for that can turn into players, which is kind of how big business works, right?
No, it is. And so if I think if you look at the Milwaukee Brewers, is this, you know, we don't know what the template is. I mean, I guess we do. We've talked to David Stearns, right? I mean, this is going to be one of the telltale signs if he doesn't do anything, is this sustainability stuff he's telling us long term. You know, that's what he wants. And so that's about to be found out how far they go all in, because I don't really know who's out there right now. I mean, are you looking for a bat? Are you looking for a pitcher? I mean, if you're, what are you exactly looking for to make this team better right now, to go all in?
The bullpen help.
I need multiple bullpen arms, multiple starting pitchers.
Yeah, bullpen help.
You can't get that all with one player.
No, but you can get it with
multiple.
You can get it with Drew Smyly.
And it goes back to what Steve said a little bit last week. Steve said this last week though. If you don't go get anybody, then if you do go get one person, you're still not going to beat the Dodgers.
You're not there.
Is that
with
what
the
you
Dodgers.
Said, Steve, or something
Correct.
Like that? Realistically,
yep.
And he's not wrong. I disagree with what he said, but no, I mean you cannot. If you used to put it on paper, no, they're not. They're not better than. But right now, you know what? You put it on paper, the Cubs are better than the Brewers. You put it on paper, but guess what? Not played there.
Mm-mm. Never has been. Never will be. Mike's in Franklin. He's up on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mike?
I don't think the organization's letting anybody down. It's just a lack of execution from the players.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
Okay, Mike.
How you get around that?
Mike?
Who have you been looking for higher production than outside of Lorenzo Cain? Oh, Mike's gone. Okay, never mind. Okay. And
right.
Lorenzo Cain is the one at the top of the lineup that you see, but obviously Travis Shaw, Jesus Aguilar are the ones that have gotten a lot of the conversation. But still, too, you've seen other players in the bullpen and in the starting rotation that you expected a lot more from, the Milwaukee Brewers expected a lot more from, and also, too, maybe MLB Pipeline expected too much from. 414-799-1250, bring this conversation back at 5 o'clock during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane, switch into some Packers conversation coming up next. And where do the Green Bay Packers rank in a division loaded in Chicago? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. We got a 4-pack of Summerfest tickets to give away to you. I'll also be out at the Wisconsin State Fair on August 8th. Details coming for what exactly I'll be doing, but I'll be doing something that will be good social media content. I think that's the best way to put it.
Well, I like good social media
content. Good social media content, that's for sure. Gary, is it far-fetched to believe that the Green Bay Packers won't win a division title in the NFC North for the next, like, 3-4 years?
Yeah, well, that's a tough question.
We talked to Mark Murphy yesterday, and he seems to be... You're going to hear some of that conversation coming up at 3:35. He seems to be rather content and excited about the group that they have and where the organization is pointing to. But what you have in the division... And the assets that you have at the division and a team seemingly fully on the rise down in Chicago, it does bear a question of where they are at this point in time in comparison to those other three teams in the division.
Well, it does. I think, you know, here's what it feels like to me. Now I just only heard some snippets of some things and from other places, but it feels like to me for the first time in a long time that they're higher on the defense than there is on the offense, as the production is going to be. I think they're thinking that this year their defense is going to be the leader and not the offense. I think they're going to lead with defense and hopefully the offense catch up. That's what it feels like to me. I keep hearing about how good this defense is going to be. Keep hearing about his Pettine's second year. You went and got the two Smith guys and you went and got the Amos kid from Chicago, and they kind of feel like this could be the year. I've heard that this is Kevin King's year. We'll see if he can stay healthy. So it feels like they're leading with their defenses, and that will be the first, you know, first time we've heard that in a long, long time. Now, when you ask me, is it far-fetched if the Packers don't win a division title? Yeah, I think it is far-fetched in the next 3 years. But listen, we were at the Hall of Fame golf tournament yesterday, and Packer Hall of Fame golf tournament yesterday up at the Bull. And the consensus amongst everybody there, and there's a lot of people are passionate Packer fans, is that most folks don't know how this is going to work out. I mean, offensively, I think a lot of people are like reserved in the whole. Now, Mark kind of called me out a little bit on it, but I had to ask him. A lot of people are reserved and taken back by the whole Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, how that's all going to work out. Folks just don't know how that's going to be.
We call you out, William. Set the stage for me.
Well, you'll hear it at 3:35.
You'll hear it at 3:35.
Yeah. You'll hear it at 3:35.
Yeah, I don't.
Here at 3:35.
Well, then
no, you'll be here at 3:35.
Turn your radio on, then if you don't get here.
So you don't remember? I'll wait at 3:35.
There you go. You already just
why
said that.
Even bring it up?
I mean, why you got to keep going around in circles and carrying on, man? We trying.
Man, just tell me what you told him, man.
Well, you should have been listening.
Tell me.
Weren't you there?
No. He had to go.
Yeah, that's
he left? Is that what happened?
Yeah, he had to go.
Oh.
You want to listen to the show, Steve?
No, he was there doing the interview. I thought you were standing off to the side or something.
I didn't know you left. I like to jump on the radio.
Yeah, I didn't know you left.
I got a family. I had to come out and get my son. They charged you $215 a minute when you're late. Go ahead and finish, Gary.
This soapbox brought to you by the radio.com app. Favorite the fan to listen to the fan anytime, anywhere.
Nicely done. Hey, so this Dan Graziano piece on ESPN. This is what it says. Packers won't win a division title in the next 3 years. Part of this is that I just think the Vikings this season and the Bears this season and long-term look too strong. And I don't think the Lions are a team to be overlooked. But other than Devontae Adams, the skill position group around Aaron Rodgers hasn't improved much. And Rodgers hasn't shown a lot of patience lately when things haven't gone well around him. He's not a quarterback to underestimate. I just think Minnesota and Chicago are in better places right now.
Clickbait.
That's his reason. Well, that's number. No, it's a whole thing. It's not just a Packers story. It's forecasting the next three NFL seasons, 25 predictions through 2022, and that was prediction number 20 on his.
I don't.
25.
Like I said, I'm not believing in the.
It Vikings. Wasn't the headline of the story. You had to read the story to find it.
Yeah, I'm not believing in the Vikings. I'm not there yet with them. I mean, they paid Kirk Cousins a lot of money, and obviously they overpaid him
and guaranteed it.
And I just don't think he's the guy to get it done. I mean, I think on Rodgers' worst day, he could be better than Kirk Cousins. That's just me. Maybe I'm biased to that. I just don't think the Vikings. Now, I maybe get down with the Bears because the Bears are going to lead with their defense.
They're going to lead with their defense. They're going to run through with their defense.
Yeah, we all know what's going to go on there. And until you find somebody, the Packers, that can block Khalil Mack, he's going to forever cause problems for the Green Bay Packers. And then, you know, the Packers are going to be, you know, that first game out to shoot, man, Thursday night is going to be tough.
Of the 25 predictions that he made, his very first prediction on this list was Patrick Mahomes will be the first $40 million a year quarterback. That was his first prediction.
I'm good with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The second prediction was Kirk Cousins will sign a contract extension with the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. I doubt that.
I'm fairly bullish on Cousins and the Vikings this season. I think they'll win the NFC North, and that fans will feel very differently about Cousins this time next year.
We'll see.
When he'll have a year left on his three-year contract and could very well be interested in talking about an extension that would keep him and his family in Minnesota for years to come.
We'll see.
That's Graziano's second prediction.
Not sold on Kirk Cousins.
Not, a lot of people aren't. Mm-hmm. You're not the only one.
We're sold on the rest of that team,
though. Listen, the only thing that has to work out for him is your boy, Dalvin Cook. Now, if Dalvin Cook is healthy, that offense could be dynamic.
Kirk Cousins got the best personnel in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do nothing with it.
They can't stand up there very long because they got an awful offensive line.
True.
It was a three-year experiment. They fired the coordinator mid-season. But, hey, listen, you fired your coach, so you can't really pick at them mm-hmm. that. But at the same time, it was a three-year experiment. This is last year to get it done. If you sign him to an extension based on these 2 years – then you're never going to win a Super Bowl. That's what you have to think. But I don't think it's – and the reason why I said there's clickbait because Packer fans are probably just going crazy. I bet – check his mentions out, Steve. I bet they're going crazy.
The comments underneath it?
Oh, my God, man. What you talking about? You don't know nothing about no football. You should stick to – what else does he do?
Dan Graziano does football. Yeah, Dan Graziano does football.
That's reality, though, right?
There is always a reaction when you talk bad about the G. Your case, though, Leroy, we've mentioned the holes of other teams. We haven't really mentioned the holes of the Packers in this situation when you're asking the question, is it far-fetched to believe that the Packers can't win a division title in the next 3 years? With the talent that they do have on those other two rosters, it's believable to think that somebody else could rule the North for the next 3 years.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But it's hard to believe that when you have Aaron Rodgers, quarterback. But as people know, it's not just quarterback. It's a lot of moving parts. To say, now 3 years I think is a little bit, that's just.
There's a lot of variables there.
I would say next year, if he had just said, hey, listen, I don't think they'll win the North next year. Because none of these teams really blow you away to say they're just that great. Because even Chicago had a good defense. They ain't got no kicker. And you don't know what Trubisky's going to be. They got rid of Jordan Howard as a running back. They're going to run spray with Cohen. And then they got a new defensive coordinator. The philosophy could be different.
Sure.
That can just go out. You know, Minnesota, to me, has the best of a lot of worlds. I mean, Adam Thielen, the guy's always open, okay? The tight end, Rudolph, is a serviceable tight end. Dalvin Cook, Gary touched on that. It's just come down to quarterback.
Stephon Diggs will grab the ball out of anybody's hands.
Yeah, and they got the best corner, Xavier Rhodes, in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They got everything you need. But for some reason, they can't put it together. To me, Detroit's going to be like a spoilers, you know. But again, how can you rip on Detroit? They beat you 31-0 the last game. So when you're putting these predictions together – I don't think it's that far-fetched to say they're not going to win the North. I don't think anybody would be offended by saying that because you got a head coach who's never been a coach before. When Mike Holmgren came in, he was never a head coach, but he had the pedigree. He's with San Francisco, won a championship, and he sat down in a room with Montana. And you felt like, hey, this guy has to know something. It's a lot of unknowns. And I think the Packer fans should benefit off of that. You should benefit that you're going to have to surprise some people. You're not going to sneak up on anybody because you got Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. But you're going to beat some teams you probably weren't supposed to beat. And that could be the first game. But you also may lose some games that people are going to say, wait a minute, you should beat that team. Kind of what we're going through with the Brewers. So, again, Packer fans, don't be sensitive. You don't have to be like that. You don't have to go and rip every writer that writes his prediction. Matter of fact, set up your own page and do your prediction. And you can predict 19-0. And you may get thousands of people click on it because that's what they want to see.
You could be your clickbait, for sure.
Right. You could do your own thing. Yep. But no one is really what a subjective, open mind is going to say, who's the team that win this division? You have to say Chicago, because they did it last year. Mm-hmm.
Dan Graziano says the Packers...
Are we saying his name correctly?
Yes. Not going to win a division for 3 years. What about you, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and your answers next. 414-799-1250. You want to join the conversation on the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Leroy Butler's got
Sometimes if I just listen to Gary, my life will go a lot smoother.
Smoother.
That is a word. Smoother.
Smoother, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to JB about it. I think he invented it. Leroy, you got your Packer Hall of Fame golf outing polo shirt on.
Love free stuff.
What was it yesterday?
Love it, man. Got me a witness free shirt, too, because you had me at bacon. Here's the thing. I think people have to take an honest assessment before next week how your team is going to be, everybody in the league. If you're a fantasy football guy or young lady, you pretty much don't draft your favorite team players. You just don't.
Why? You don't want to be like Rami, our former co-host, who refused to draft Packers?
You're trying to win, or you're just trying to compete?
Entire career playing fantasy.
Trying to win. So you may have some Minnesota guys on there. If you're lucky enough, you get Aaron Rodgers. But this may be 1 year, thinking about winning now, that with your first pick, you may not even take Aaron Rodgers. And your guys in your room, the other seven guys in that room, going to look at you like, wait a minute, you're a Packer. What? You love the Packer. Trying to win. If Mahomes is sitting there first pick, I'm going to grab him. If another quarterback who put up a lot of big numbers, that's who I'm going to grab. That's different. That's just put that to the side.
Okay.
Now, the other people you have to put to the side that want to say, man, they're going to go 19-0 regardless. They're going to win all the games. Put them to the side. Back to how you say his name? Graziano?
Graziano.
To his point of this whole thing is he gets in deep to why he think these things may happen. You may disagree or you may agree, but you have to go to the Packer games, pack practices, and you can make your own assessment on your Facebook page. You can write down things that you think, and then you can come up with what we hear. Because I think the biggest thing that people come up to me and say about the nine games over or under, that's the best discussion to start it.
Sure.
What do you think?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a Detroit fan, you can say, hey, man, under. Come on.
Right, definitely.
If you're a Chicago fan, you can say, oh, maybe over. But out of all those teams, the biggest discussion is the Packers because they got the unknown, because they got a new coach. I don't mind having that conversation. I think people are offended by it. And why are you? Because of Aaron Rodgers.
There it is.
There he is.
There it is. Hall of Famer. So Leroy Butler, Leap 36.
Packer Hall of Famer, soon to be Kent Hall of Famer.
So once
I'm
again.
Take my green and gold Kool-Aid as you talk. Go ahead.
As you.
How was the Packer Hall of Fame golf outing yesterday, Leroy?
It was amazing.
Seemed like it, yeah.
It was. I donated a jersey and a football that went for millions of dollars, but I think we gave them $1 million rebate, whoever has it. You didn't get that?
It was free.
Yeah. You donated. Let them. I mean, it's Mark Murphy was walking by, those of you don't listen. Gary thought he maybe saw Michael Jackson, got all, oh my God, there's Murphy. But the 18-game schedule, that my force, this is what we talked about. You want to know my stuff?
Keep going.
Did y'all have a subject list?
No. Well, go ahead.
Your group, Gary?
What group?
You play golf with? You guys talk sports?
Y'all talk sports?
Oh, is that the subject list?
Yeah, we have a subject list.
Yeah, I had a guy that was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Oh, nice.
My whole group was from Pittsburgh.
Oh, well, you should have a lot to talk about.
Oh, God.
Super Bowl 45.
Oh, no, wait, we talking about that. And talking about Big Ben and Antonio and Le'Veon.
Yeah. Oh, you should have a
guy. You know, I asked him, do you guys want Mike Tomlin gone? Because most people do.
Oh, that's another
good
one.
He goes, well, that's a little groundswell. He goes, but for the most part, people like Tomlin in Pittsburgh. Well, they want Mike Holmgren gone. I mean, Mike McCarthy gone here, so. Yeah, that was great. And I asked, you know, I told these guys on radio yesterday, too, that. I said, well, why are you guys coming out here to golf? I mean, the Steelers
He goes,
they have one golf outing, and you can't get in it. I go, can't you pay your money? He goes, to even pay to get in, you got to know somebody that knows somebody.
Well, that's, I don't know.
Where the Packers, we got, or you got the Vince Lombardi, you got the Hall of Fame, you got the Madison chapter, then you got the Milwaukee chapter. Then you got the Green Bay chip. You got at least like four or five chances to.
Or opportunities.
Opportunities too. To, if you're a company, if you want to be affiliated with the Packers or golf with some of these guys. Yeah. You most certainly can. They can't. It's not like that. And Mark said this yesterday too. I think that's the difference between our organization and a lot of other organizations, that you just, they're not accessible
to the people, to your owners.
Fan base.
Yeah, we absolutely.
Right? We talked about that's 18 games. That was number one.
No, you talked about Murphy yourself.
No, I'm saying that my people in the
group. People. Oh.
Yeah, the first thing they want to talk about, Gary, was the 18 game schedule. Okay. How do I feel about that?
Okay.
They want to know about. They want to get to the wins, but it was last. So at the turn, they broke down what how many games they'll win. Well, what do you? How many do you think? That's where it starts.
Right.
But between that, how good the defense is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 18 game schedule. It's Aaron Rodgers. All in. I don't know how I would know that, but of course he is.
Well, you're Roy Butler. How would you not know?
You're good friends with Mark Murphy. That's
I'm
how you know
I'm offended they asked, but they asked. So yes. And then the nine games. There's one guy in that that really say, are you kidding me? They're going to win 14, 15 games.
Yeah, there are a lot of people upset. I said about nine.
He pulled the schedule out of his pocket. You know the one they give you for free?
Yeah, the one that you get a
pull it out of his pocket. Circle the game.
Circle them up. Right. Maybe we should do that.
We haven't done that yet, have we?
No, we haven't. We haven't done that. That's a great way to get out of that conversation. 414-799-12.
Yeah, I don't think we should be doing that.
Why not? You don't think that's a good
these
idea?
Are recordings.
For sure.
Well,
we're going
to have to do
tape.
It before the season starts, right? Well,
put them on tape. No
I'll
doubt.
Be here to commentate while y'all do it.
Okay.
But I'm not part of the show.
You don't really want to do that kind of stuff?
What do you mean not part of the show?
Well, y'all.
Who knows?
Big show.
Where do you see Giannis? He sees himself only at 60%. I don't know how. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.